Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. And Pete, looks like the grain market's off to a pretty solid start here this morning.
Yeah, grain markets are up again today. They were up yesterday. Corn was up 4 and beans were up 10 yesterday. We still have beans in that 30-cent range it's been in for the last month, down around 865 on the bottom and 895 on the top. We are nearing that top again today at 891, been to 892. We're up 6 to 7 today after being up 10 yesterday. Last week, one day, we hit 902, but we backed off below that 895 immediately. We were up 18 to down 2 in that first minute after the report. So 895 still a barrier at the top to $9 on the beans. Corn actually went through its 20-cent range of the last month. We'd been going from 375 low to 395 high. We actually went through that up to 97 today in the December. We're hanging around 396, up 2 3/4, and that's after yesterday being up 4 1/4. I don't know if we stay above that 95, whether we'll have a new range or not, but 4 has been a barrier for December corn. The 9 has been a barrier for the November beans. If we can't get through those, we, just sideways. The report on Friday from USDA, supply and demand could lower acres, and some people are saying as much as 1.4 million on beans, corn, 200,000 or 300,000. But that could set a new place for carryout and maybe tighten up carryout a little, and I think that plus farmer holding are helping hold things up. Beans today up 7 after being down 3. We have November's at 891.5. Remember, the last month they did go below the 864 one time, but closed right back above it. We went above the 95 one time, went right back down below it. So we've had that 30-cent sideways range. This Friday report could change that. In corn, it was a 20-cent range from 375 to 395. We're at 96 today above it. I don't know if we can stay above that or not, but still looking at sideways. Good harvest coming in on beans especially. Corn still very variable, and we don't know what the report will say on Friday. Weather forecasts helping push harvests lower or higher, depending on where you're at in the Midwest. This is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.